This morning, I would like for each of us to imagine that we are a 15 or 16-year-old young woman. I'd like for each of us to imagine that we are a 15 or 16-year-old young woman. I know this is going to be an easier ask for the ladies because you've been one. And gentlemen, use your imaginations. I want you to imagine that you are a 15 or 16-year-old young woman, not much older than our girls who just helped us to light the Advent wreath. Imagine that you're a 15 or 16-year-old young woman. But now imagine that you don't know how to read and you don't know how to write. You don't know how to read and you don't know how to write because you're a peasant. You're a peasant, and not only that, but women in your society aren't taught how to read and how to write. Period. Women are not taught in your society how to read or how to write. Women are not allowed to hold positions of religious or political leadership. And women are only really valued in the society you live in insofar as they're able to serve as wives and give birth to children. Imagine that you're a 15 or 16-year-old girl living in that society, a society that tells you that that is all that you are worth. By now, some of you probably think that I'm asking you to imagine yourselves in the shoes of the Virgin Mary, to imagine yourselves in Mary's shoes in first century Palestine. And yes, I am asking you to do that this morning as we celebrate Mary and as we sing her song, as we proclaim loudly as the church that her soul proclaims the glory of the Lord. But I'm also inviting you to stand in a few other shoes. I'm inviting you this morning to stand in the shoes of countless billions of women, literally billions of women, who throughout our human history have been marginalized and oppressed and told that their worth is defined by the rules that we men, we patriarchs, have constructed for them. And if we think that these kinds of concerns are ancient history, that they are relegated to the era of Mary and Joseph, if we think that gender equality and the struggle for it is just some sob story from a long time ago, then we better think again. We better think again because the same fear that Mary no doubt experienced, the fear of being a pregnant, unwed young mother in first century Palestine, where the crime for that, as if to be pregnant could be a crime, but the crime for that in Mary's time was to be buried up to the neck in sand and stoned to death. That's what that young woman faced. That was the fear that she experienced. But it's not just Mary. That still happens. That still happens in places like Saudi Arabia and Yemen. That still happens in places like Afghanistan and Sudan. It happens in way too many places because we let it happen. We let that kind of inequality continue. The same feeling of marginalization that Mary would have felt, the feeling of almost being worthless, it is still felt by thousands of indigenous women in this country, indigenous women who have seen their sisters far too often beaten and raped and murdered and labeled as missing. Missing. Missing because, quote, she wore a skirt that was too short. Missing because, quote, she started hanging around with the wrong crowd. Missing because, frankly, we too often as a society have said that we do not have the time, nor the energy, nor the heart to look for her. Missing. And it's not just indigenous women either. This week in our own newspaper, in the Pembroke Observer, there was an article talking about how sex trafficking, sex slavery, believe it or not, is on the rise in rural Ontario. It's on the rise in places like Renfrew County. It's on the rise so much so that our political leaders are holding round tables, and thanks be to God, increasing funding. Increasing funding for local women's health initiatives and social services providers and places where you can have a safe space to seek help, to seek support, to seek empowerment. It's still going on in our communities too. And that's why this fourth Sunday of Advent, that's why on this Sunday, when we celebrate the Virgin Mary, I am inviting us as a church family to take 2 minutes, just take 2 minutes this morning, and stand in the shoes of a 15 or 16-year-old young woman. Be it in first century Palestine, or in Afghanistan today, or in Saudi Arabia, or on a reserve in Canada, or right here in Renfrew County. Stand in those shoes for 2 minutes and stop and look around, feel the ground under your feet, feel the inequality and the injustice and the sexism that is still far too often in the air. And then let's ask ourselves, why? Why is this so? Why in 2018 can we not find more ways as a society to wholeheartedly live into the fundamental truth that we are all creatures of God, men and women, boys and girls, and that we are all loved equally by our Creator, and that we have been freed by the grace of God to love each other and to support each other and to liberate each other the way that God liberates us. This morning, I would like for us as a church family to just take 2 minutes and stand in the shoes of a 15 or 16-year-old girl. And then I want us to hear these words. Hear these words that were spoken by another 15 or 16-year-old girl so many centuries ago. Hear these words of truth and liberation, and let them work on your heart. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, she says, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and he has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to his promise to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. In response to that statement, to that proclamation, to that revelation of God's grace that Mary blesses us with this day, my heart only has one thing to say. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Amen.